I thrill in another's bliss. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with instant illumination. I thrill in another's bliss. Oh, what a glorious, wonderful experience that is. Anita was telling me about an experience that she had recently. She is visiting with her sister and her nephew in Switzerland, and she is just having a grand time. And her nephew is becoming of age, and he is preparing to move into his own apartment with his girlfriend, and he's going to have a wonderful place to live. And I thrill in another's bliss as Anita tells me the story of Adrian and his new life. I think to myself, what a marvelous experience, what a wonderful experience for this young man. What a wonderful experience for Anita. For she lives through this young man and sees him doing all the things that make him happy, sees him doing all the things that delight him and fill him with every great joy and every great wonder. And he is just filled with peace and filled with delight. I thrill in another's bliss, because as I become aware of that bliss, I enter into that bliss. I become a supporter of that bliss. I become a person who recognizes that that bliss is good and very good, and that it is a wonderful and magical experience. And it's just the beginning. It's just the beginning of a grand and glorious experience. And as I wrap that in my pure white light of love, as I do all things, that bliss is so magical, so wonderful, so fantastic, that it is good eternally so. Everything I look at, everything I see in my life, I am sort of thrilling in its that bliss. I'm thrilling in that inner awareness. I'm thrilling in another's bliss. Really, it's mine. Because as I participate in that bliss, as I am aware of it, and as I watch it and see it and delight in it, I am that bliss. It's me. It's me that it's happening to. It's me that it's taking place for. It's me that it is being a wonderful, glorious experience. We all have that opportunity every day of our life. We have the opportunity to truly be in that bliss if we want to. We have the opportunity to truly be aware if we want to. But do we want to be aware? Do we truly want to be aware? Now, Rex is, and that's the way Rex does it. He thrills in another's bliss. He sees a coyote walking by, or he sees a rabbit bouncing along, or he sees a car going down the roadway near the house. And he is aware of that, and he's thrilling in another's bliss. He's thrilling in the experience that they're having. And he wants to say, hey, I'm right here. Come on, I'll join you. Come over and talk to me. Let's see what's going on here. And he's just thrilling in another's bliss. And we all do that. We all do that by having our awareness in another's bliss and another's activity. And it's just lots of fun. Now, what is it that you're doing? What is it that you're thinking, you're feeling, you're acting upon? What is it that makes your life go round? What is it that is telling you something wonderful is happening in your world? Well, what's telling you something wonderful is happening in your world is your awareness of it. Your awareness of what's going on. You thrill in another's bliss because it is something that you feel delight in, something you feel harmony in. And it reminds you of the time you had your first apartment. It reminds you of the time that you had your first home all to yourself that you created and you brought forth in your life. It reminds you of that time. And as it reminds you of that time, things are going along just fantastic for you. Things are going along just marvelous for you. And you feel so wonderful. You feel so remarkable. You feel so good. And as you feel wonderful, remarkable, and good, you are enjoying it to the nth degree. You are enjoying it beyond all imagination because it's you, and it's what's going on for you. We all have these experiences going on in our world, and as we have these experiences going on in our world, they are telling us something is happening that's very wonderful for us. Something is happening that's very spectacular for us. Now, do we really want to have that? Do we really want to have that that's so spectacular for us? Or do we really want to know about it? What is it that makes it so exciting for us, that makes it so delightful for us, that makes it so revealing for us? Well, what it is that makes it so revealing and exciting for us is the fact that we are being ourselves and we're having fun. We're living in a world that is revealing to us exactly what it is that we want to have. And as we live in this world that's revealing to us exactly what we want to have, we are having it every moment of our life. Because that's what makes the world go round. That's what makes our life so thrilling. That's what makes our world so rewarding and so uplifting. Because when we thrill in another's bliss, we are living their adventure with them. But we are not limited in any way by any thought they may have. We're not limited by any attitude they may have. We're not limited by anything in the experience that they're going through, because we are from the outside, you might say. And as we are from the outside looking in on the adventures of others, we are seeing them all as good and very good. We're seeing them all as exciting. We're seeing them all as rewarding and wonderful. And as we see them exciting, rewarding, and wonderful, what we are seeing is we are seeing the happiness that we are. We are seeing the magic that we are. We are seeing the love that we are. And as we see this magic and this love and this happiness that we are, then we are bringing it forth into our expression, into our world, into our experience. We're bringing it forth in our life. And as we bring it forth in our life, we are bringing it forth with our maturity, with our experiences, with our awareness, with our brilliance. And we look at anyone else's experience and we thrill to it. We thrill to their bliss, but we thrill to their bliss with our maturity. We thrill to their bliss with our experience of awareness of who and what we are and how we do these things. We know that, and that's who we are. And it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful, harmonious, happy, joyful, magical thing, because it's who and what we are. If this is what you find most exciting in your life, then you go right ahead and live it. Thrill in another's bliss. Delight in another's bliss. And to know, like Andrian, is going into a new adventure as a young man. He's stepping forth on his first home away from home. Oh, his mother won't be too far away. She'll be nearby. But she will not be in any way obstructive to his doing whatever she has raised him to be. And she has raised him to be a most magnificent young man. She has raised him to be a most outstanding person. And so as she delights in the bliss of her son, she delights in the bliss of her as she went through these experiences only a short time ago. And each of us, as we delight in the experiences of others, as we delight in the bliss of others, it reminds us that only a short time ago, we too had illuminating experiences just like that. And it makes us feel, oh, so tickly inside, so good inside, so wonderful, because that's who we are. And knowing that's who we are, we feel fantastic. And knowing that is who we are, we feel glorious and good about it, because that's our reality. And as it is our reality, It is who and what we are, now and forevermore. Live in this bliss of thrilling in another's bliss and making it yours and adding your delight to their world and their experience.